We mentioned the Calgary Flames victorious over the Philadelphia Flyers in overtime. Michael Frolik with the OT winner there. Glenn Gullison is the head coach of the Calgary Flames. He joins us now. First of all, Glenn, congratulations. Overcoming a 3-1 deficit to win this one. And Sean Monahan front and center. Scores, you know, a hat trick in the second period. Three different goals that he scored. You know, a tip, a slap shot, kind of a raccoon goal in front. From a coach's point of view, what do you see in Sean Monahan?
Well, you know, I see a real smart, dedicated, you know, two-way guy, but probably his greatest asset outside of that shot I've never seen a young guy with that good of an ability to just find the puck and find the holes, and not only to get a shot away, just finding soft areas, but also like tracking pucks that, you know, become loose in the slot, or he just has an uncanny ability to track loose pucks after shots and get himself into a good situation to score.
Glenn, how more relaxed are you when Mike Smith's in goal?
You know what? I think that with him back there, it's kind of given us some certainly some comfort. And the way he moves the puck certainly eliminates a lot of the extra cleanup that your D have to do in a game. He just gets to so many pucks and moves it so well. Not only does it help us get out of our zone, it actually helps us create offense. A lot of it comes off his stick, just the way he's able to move it out quickly.
Mike, as a follow-up to Mike Smith, what would have happened Wednesday if Mike Smith weren't injured?
Ifs and buts or candies and nuts.
I'm watching this, Glenn, and I'm saying to myself, yeah, as someone who enjoys the extracurriculars, man, if only Mike Smith were in net to see Jimmy Howard skate to center ice.
Yeah, I know Smitty was calling in pretty quickly after he was watching some of that on TV, and if you guys have been around Smitty and seen him enough, and you have, I don't know how quick some guys would have been at getting to center ice. I think Mike would have already been there.
Just for the record, Glenn, when Jeff asked me this question on Thursday, I said, well, the score wouldn't have been 6-2 anyway, so there wouldn't have been anything to happen. So,
fair comment.
So can you tell us what went through your team from an emotional perspective from Detroit to this afternoon game and holding on and waiting and hear about Matthews' suspension And I mean, I know it sounds a little hokey, but can this be a really important bonding experience with what you went through there and today?
Yeah, I mean, we hope that we were at, and John, you know, we were at home for so long there, and playing sporadically that sometimes that can catch up to you. You're rested, but here was a team in us that we weren't injured. We were at home for a prolonged period of time. We weren't playing every second night, so we had lots going on. It's good to get on the road. The first game isn't what we wanted to have happen, but we regrouped here. We're on the train, actually, riding another one of these train rides. We're on the way from Philly to Washington here. The guys are all dressed retro, 30s, 40s, and 50s here. And so you always hope that these, when you get on the road and guys are doing stuff together, that we can get some traction with the win tonight and then some of that team bonding.
Just for everybody who's listening, the frame of reference, the last time they went on a trade ride, I believe, was from Montreal to Ottawa when the team was not very good in Montreal. And it was a very, very tense train trip until you gave them the beer back. Correct, Glenn?
Yeah, it's funny how that beer works, right, John? You take it away and you give it back, and all of a sudden the team goes on a big roll. So I don't know what they're doing there in the car two ahead of us. So I'm just... I'm looking the other way right now.
It's the magic elixir. It may have taken a couple of extra years, but then he was drafted out of a non-traditional place. But now that Mark Jankowski is there, what do you think the ceiling is for this young man? What should we expect from Mark Jankowski?
Well, you know what? What I'm seeing right now in my views and talking with Hutskin in Stockton is he's playing a real good two-way game for us right now. I mean, he hit the crossbar tonight. He's created a couple good chances. He does that almost every game. I think there's huge upside because we've got a smart two-way player here. We've got a guy who's committed to playing on both sides of the puck. He can read plays. You know, on the defensive side, he's got a great stick. He puts himself in good positions. So, and I think we've got good growth there because I still think there's some weight he can put on. I still think there's some strength he can put on. He's a big body that can think the game. I think he's going to be a real good player for us.
But if he wants to put on weight, tell him to come with the broadcasters.
Yeah, you know, we could sit with the coaches back here after I finish my M&M.
Well, that's great, Glenn. I know you want to get back to it. Thanks for sharing some time with us.
Hey, by the way, whose idea was the retro stuff?
Oh, you know what? I'm always kind of throwing stuff past Gio, and we kind of came up with it here that we would do something like this on this trip. Last year, we thought about it on the Ottawa trip. This year, we came through.
Well, listen, no one looked better entering the arena than Mike Smith with the hat and the pipe and the glasses. That was the ultimate retro look. So good for him. Yeah. It's a good look on your team, as is the big win in overtime against Philadelphia. Thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, thanks, guys.